Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know. To support the show and unlock the ad-free archive, as well as exclusive monthly episodes of The Bonus Room, go to cbbworld.com and sign up for a Maximus membership.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Burn.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen.
Why not?
What is happening? What is that?
It's our theme song.
That we've never, this
but
is
But you know
never,
what? I kind of enjoyed that.
It was kind of fun because we never hear it.
We never get to hear it. And I forget that it plays on every episode.
That's right. And I'm glad we recorded it rather than do it live every single time.
Oh, yes. Because I remember it was we were really pulling teeth to get you to record that in the first place.
It was a long recording session.
Because Bernd had explained to me, we were many years ago.
Yes.
You know, we didn't know each other as well as we do know each other now.
That's right.
If that's fair to say. Mm-hmm. And you were, as we all know, you can only sing on one note.
That's right.
And so I said, well, just talk it mostly. But you can sort of hear your reluctance in your voice a little
bit. Well, I was nervous. I've never
of
done anything
you
like
were.
That
yes,
before.
Yes, yes.
But what's funny is recording that theme song became the inspiration for the podcast. Joan contacted me and said, I want to record this song. And I said, that sounds great. And get me out of my comfort zone.
It's been kicking around in my head, this tune.
Exactly.
I don't know what it's about, really.
Yeah, yeah. So we recorded that. And then, a few years after that, we were at lunch and Joan reminded me of the song. And I said, you know what? What if we actually did what's in the song?
Just never occurred to me. I just wanted the demo, you know, just really wanted to be creative that day.
And of course, I was thrilled to be a part of it. And now look, here we are.
And now we have six seasons later,
mm-hmm. we are doing this and having such a great time. Mm-hmm. And Joan, let's catch up. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm going to sort of answer a question that is also going to answer the question you normally ask for Doug, which is what room he's in.
Right.
What I have decided is, Doug is in the theater. I cannot believe that out of all the rooms I've built in this house, I didn't think, you know what? I just want a theater.
A home theater?
No, like a theater.
Oh,
like
sorry.
With a stage.
Oh, I see.
Right?
Why am I,
you know what? No. Why am I waiting around constantly? You know, I've been trying so hard after the Christmas Cabaret debacle, you know, and in different spaces trying to do my own shows and whatnot. Why don't I just build my own theater?
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, because why not? I have a wine cave and mm-hmm.
With real bats.
With real bats. I mean, why don't I have an actual theater? So he's in there. Now, the thing is that I really just wanted, most of the space is dedicated to like a true life, real life size stage with the depth so that we can have a fly space.
Life
you
size.
Fly space?
Not like
No, but
size.
You know what I mean? It's not a black box. I wanted a Broadway size theater.
I'm so sorry. I see.
This is what I'm saying.
I see.
So it only seats 20 because there's just one row that goes all the way across.
So it's not like a black box theater, but it only seats 20 people.
Correct. Because what I really wanted was just the feeling of being on a huge stage. But it is strange because the house is just almost...
So most of the theater is stage.
Most of the theater is stage.
Right. Ropes. Right. Ropes. Pulleys. Ropes and pulleys. Oh,
right.
These are the elements of the theater. Stage, ropes, pulleys.
I taught Doug all about, you know, the backstage fly area, the fly space.
What is that? The fly space.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. If you ever... If you've ever gone to see a show where different backdrops come in and come out, you know, seemingly out of nowhere from the sky.
Exactly.
They go up into this big barn-like area called the fly space. And
a big barn-like area.
Well, it's just a huge, you have to have, it's almost like, it looks like you have to build a barn on top of the building. It's a huge extra space.
Think of a barn, but without all the things that barns have.
Well, of course not, babe. No, I mean, he knows that there's not a cow and there's not a horse in it. But yes, it's just a big...
There is Make-A-Wish.
It's just Make-A-Wish, as we talked about in our previous episode. So you basically... There's all these ropes and pulleys, like he said. And here's the sad thing, is that back in the day, the crewmen, the big burly crewmen used to pull these ropes.
Sure.
You know, and the New York City backdrop would fly up out of the visibility of the audience up into the fly space.
And then you'd find yourself in hell.
That's right. As the story goes in Annie. And the sad thing is now it's all automated these days.
No.
There's no more burly men just pulling on the ropes. I mean, there are in certain old places. That's what I wanted. So I'm doing the old school way.
So you have a crew.
I will have a crew. Wow. Listen, if Doug gets to have a fully functioning sizzler in our house.
Is that still going, by the way?
Yes, it is.
What?
But we only open Mondays and Wednesdays. I made him have at least a schedule so that we could be, because the theaters, as you know, is always dark on Mondays. Theaters are always dark on Mondays.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Monday's the day off. So I was like, fine, people, you can have a sizzler.
What does that mean, dark?
It just means that it's not operational. It's not, there are no shows performing.
Oh, I thought it was, they would do the shows, but they'd save money on electricity.
You thought it was just a sort of like a fun 1940s version, right. Like a radio. So everyone just sat in the dark listening to.
Right. Or like those restaurants where they turn off all the lights.
Yes. And it's a different dining experience because you can't see what you're eating. Can you believe they really pulled that off? That seems wild to me.
And more than once, right?
Oh, yeah.
Several places did it.
Absolutely.
How are you the second place to do that? When you hear about the first place, you go, I'm going to do that too.
I believe it was first. It feels like it was first done in like Amsterdam, which is where everything was done first.
That sounds about right.
So basically, that's just what it means. It means the lights are off. Okay. You know, it's
literal and
figurative. But there's no performance.
Ah, that's where you got
me.
Got
you there.
Touché.
See, we didn't have this report when we recorded that song so many years ago.
No. I thought your name was Joanne.
You did. Yes. And I couldn't pronounce your last name.
No, that's right.
I really was saying Millipede a whole bunch.
But of course, it's Mia Payday.
So that is where Doug is. And I think
Stella!
He's testing out the acoustics.
Oh, Figaro.
That's real good, babe.
A little bit of streetcar, Doug, of course, a little bit of opera.
Doug, of course, is my husband, if I didn't say that already, and he's our engineer as well, and he likes to record the episodes from a different room in our house every time.
Well, he likes to, but he says it's because of it's for sound.
It's for sound. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. And
even though we stay in the same room every time.
We stay in the same room every time. So how is it, babe? Do you like it? Do you like the stage?
It's coming along.
Oh, okay.
It's not ready for you yet.
Oh, well. I mean, okay. I guess I want it really ready.
What does that mean, Doug? That it's not ready for Joan? Is it because of her exacting standards?
No, there's just kind of hazards everywhere.
Oh, ooh. Everywhere.
I think the twins are undoing my work.
Oh,
right after
no,
I
don't want them to do that. These are, of course, my twins, Matt and...
Anti-Matt.
And Anti-Matt. It was anti-matter, but we shortened it to anti-matter. Right.
Because you don't want to go back and name him Matter.
No.
The other one.
That's right. Because remember, Matt came out first famously. And
yes,
then
famously.
My second twin didn't come out for like another day. We just didn't know. There was another one in there.
What a long day.
It was a real
shocking
entrance.
You had to go back to the hospital.
So yeah, Matt and Anti-Matt are getting into it apparently. And well, just tell them that is my sacred space, okay? That's my sacred space. Put the ghost light out. Maybe that'll scare them.
What are they? What's the ghost light?
I'm so glad you asked, Bert.
She's nailing
you. I am scoring left and right.
The ghost light is what it's two things at once. It's sort of, first of all, shows that the show is over, and it's just this very old school, just light bulb in a little sort of like cage.
It shows that the show is over.
Right. It's symbolic that, you know, it's the last thing that's placed on the middle of the stage, and it's on all night. It burns all night, and it is supposed to be to keep the theater ghosts away.
And then the audience can leave.
No, they're already long gone.
Oh.
This is after everybody's left, and like the stage manager puts it right there.
They assumed it was over, but it wasn't over yet because the ghost light had not been put in place.
The real ending. It would be funny if they made an audience wait for everyone else to leave the theater, for all the actors to leave, for all the crew,
absolutely,
the ushers.
Yes.
Just to witness that ghost light being put on. Someone's going to do that now in a deconstructed...
La Comedia Infinita!
In a deconstructed revival of South Pacific, someone will do that.
Oh, I'd love to see a deconstructed South Pacific.
Where they're all covered in blood at the finale.
That's right.
Because that is the one rule when you revive something.
That's right.
With an edge.
Everyone, it has to end with everyone just spattered with blood.
Mm-hmm. Is it okay for does it be a clap on?
The ghost light?
Yeah.
Sure, babe. But whatever you want. But what are the hazards? Could you explain some?
Yeah, good question, Joe.
Every time I keep laying down planks of wood for the stage.
Okay, I didn't know you were still
building the stage.
I thought that the stage was built.
I see. I assumed that it was a little further along than that.
I thought it was, too.
So did I, and I live here.
And I did, too. And then I keep coming back, and there's holes in it.
Holes. Like,
and okay. I keep falling through.
No,
and,
dear.
And it's just like...
We do have a full orchestra pit underneath, but I just don't know if we're ever going to actually have use for it. But
Does the orchestra pit, it goes under the stage?
Halfway, generally. There's really only just about...
Halfway?
Yeah.
Why is that creepy to me?
I don't know, Bert.
We have just the
there's
torsos
only so much space
out
in theaters, generally.
Okay.
I just get animated because I love the theater. I'm not angry at you.
Oh, right. Okay, that's good to know.
I want to see the orchestra. I feel like we should innovate.
Well, listen, sometimes people put them on stage and all over the place. Everything's different now.
All
but back
the
in the day.
Sometimes they make the actors that you have to learn an instrument.
Sometimes the actors are the musicians. That's correct.
Oh, I don't like that.
Neither does the musicians union.
Why don't they take the tickets as well?
Don't give them the idea. All the ushers will be covered in blood. Someone's going to take this idea. I'm telling you right now.
What if they only covered the ushers in blood? And then at the end of the show, you walk out and then all of a sudden the ushers are all spattered with blood and there's no explanation.
Wait, you said when you enter, they're covered in blood?
No, when you enter,
oh,
they're normal.
Confused. Oh, okay.
And then
yes,
at the end, they're covered in
with
blood.
No explanation.
You're like, why are you guys covered in blood?
Oh my word. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why people do things like that now, but I guess it's, again, it's just how you reinvent art. Sometimes I don't understand it.
Let's ask Doug though, when you say holes, do you mean like there are planks of wood missing or do you mean there are sort of circular Bugs Bunny type holes in the floor?
Yeah. Like circular saw, like a circular
yes,
saw.
Yes. Like a saw came up from underneath and just cut a circle.
Yeah. And then sometimes there's little,
that does sound like the twins.
Little bits of rug over
because
the
hole.
Because
they love Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. Well, of course they do.
Then I don't like this because, you know, half of those things, you know, they would always be in a theater. There'd be like a falling piano, you know, and the Daffy Duck would just have keys for teeth.
Yes.
Well, anyways, that's what we're doing. What are you up to at the Falls with Seaburns?
Things are great at the Falls, Missy.
Okay.
We have been voted the most well-stocked pharmacy in America.
Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Wow, I didn't even know that was an award to give.
Oh, it's very important in the pharmacy
okay
world.
Well, it does
absolutely
make sense now that I think about it.
Yes, yes, yes. But we have absolutely everything in stock at all times.
Wow, and that is so rare.
From insulin to Propecia to Lactaid, we've
to
got
Propecia
it all. Yes.
Okay, wait, isn't that the... Oh, I'm thinking, okay, Propecia...
What were you thinking of?
Alopecia. I was thinking you were naming the actual problem, not the cure. It's the Pisha that got me. You know, it's it's the shared.
Here's how you can remember.
Yes.
Is Pisha.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta fix Pisha in your mind.
Okay, I got it.
And then say, Pisha, am I pro Pisha? Mm-hmm. Yes. I want to have Pisha. If it's Alopecia. Think out of pecia. I'm all out of pecia.
What am I without you?
And then pretend that pecia is hair. So it's three pretends.
3%. You know what? That really helped, Burns. You're a great teacher.
Well, come on.
Is it a... I have a question.
Sure, Doug.
I'm just wondering if the well-stocked thing is a kind of a blessing and a curse, because I'm wondering if that just means poor inventory management. You know, if you're overstocked with items...
Doug, maybe. It's quite the opposite.
Okay.
It's quite the opposite. It means that as soon as we move something, it is immediately replaced.
Oh,
so
wow.
So we are all, it's always there.
Like those tennis guys?
Like those, Doug,
tennis
you nailed it. It's exactly like that. We have kids in
except
shorts.
For instead of removing balls, they're replacing them.
That's right.
Replacing Propecia.
We have kids in shorts who are running back and forth.
As we know, as Burns has discussed in the previous season, there is a ranking. He is pharmacist in chief. Then there's chancellorist, right? Then there's pharmacist
regent. There's a regent. There's a viscount.
And that he's third in line. You can't travel together.
No, we cannot. Myself and the regent, we cannot travel together.
I would assume that these, I don't know, they're not called tennis boys, the balls boy. They're not called ball boys.
Medicine men.
They're medicine men. Fantastic.
Yes. Which,
but they are boys.
We've gotten in some trouble over that.
I imagine. Just young boys because, in shorts running with pharmaceuticals.
We were so in love with the alliteration, we forgot to think but that there is another meaning.
But it does sound like a delightful holiday movie your parents love, directed by George Clooney.
Here's my confusion. Here's why I shut down.
Because you almost think that's a real thing already?
There is a movie called Medicine Man.
Oh, no, but that's...
With Sean Connery and Lorraine.
I found the cure to the plague of the 21st century and I've lost it.
Is that a line from Medicine Man? Starring Sean Connery?
Yes.
Lorraine Bracco?
It was in the trailer
and
I couldn't stop saying it when it was out.
Give me a little of Sean Connery with the umbrella on the beach in Indiana Jones. It's always a favorite of mine.
I suddenly remembered my Charlemagne.
And what's the little noise he makes? Oh. That's right. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that. Anyway,
thanks for making me do that, Fern. It's a real pleasure every time.
The pleasure is mine. So these kids are great, and they go and fetch the, maybe we'll call them something else. So they
you're
go
thinking
and fetch
of Monuments Men. That was a movie that he actually made
I'm
and directed.
Always thinking of Monuments Men.
It's your Roman Empire.
Probably three times a day I think of the movie Monument Men. Oh, what a fun movie. Well, maybe my favorite movie.
You know what? That tracks, Bert.
Love it.
It really tracks for you.
Love it. Oh, just what a great gang of guys.
Okay. So go on with the medicine men.
Yeah, they streak to and fro from the pharmacy to the...
Now, let's be careful. Again, there's so many problems with this. They do not streak. They run back and forth.
I forgot about streaking. That's not still a thing.
There was a streaker at Small World. Did you see that story a little while back?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, I think he was not in a great place, but it's still kind of, that's a lot. For all the rides to choose, that one, that's rough.
Perhaps he did not intend to be a streaker.
I do not think so.
He might have had some problems.
I think he might have.
Yes.
But these boys, these are their clothes. They're running back and forth.
They're running back and forth from the, we have like a sort of warehouse nearby. And then that has a van that runs back and forth.
Oh,
from the airport to the supply warehouse.
Okay, but you also have probably a stock room just in back, right? When people always say, "Let me check."
Well, that's
back.
Where they run to the. To the stockroom.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Not like in Sephora where basically they don't have absolutely anything and you're supposed to look in the drawers. Everyone's rifling through these drawers and all there is just one brown eyeliner, the same kind, and they have nothing. And then someone's like, "Well, go check in the back," and they just stare at you. And then they just maybe touch their earpiece and then they go, "Sorry, nothing happens." I swear, there's a conspiracy going on there. I'm sorry, that was a real tangent.
It sounds like they're just rude and no one works.
Service is terrible. And I think they actually only sell one kind of eyeliner.
Boy,
all right, continue.
What an expose that would be.
It sure would be.
you brought the curtain down on
a big take
Sephora.
Down on Sephora.
Absolutely.
It's time is up.
Yeah, so we always have the medicine that people are looking for, and it's a point of pride for seriously. It makes us feel very good.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
I'm so happy for you.
Well, there's nothing worse than if you need medicine and you run out of it.
Oh,
and then,
it's just terrible.
you know, I had a friend one time who was on a prescription medication for a brief period and went in there to get it refilled. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, this was this pharmacy on this day, there was no one over 22 years old. Okay. And mm-hmm. my friend was saying, I want to get this filled. I called this in and mm-hmm. they said it was filled and they said, no, we don't have it. And my friend was getting upset because it was medicine.
Sure.
And they were saying, yeah, we just, there's a problem with the supply. Hmm. And my friend asked to speak with the manager, which is always a mortifying thing mm-hmm. to ever actually do in real life. To have those words come out of your mouth.
Yes.
And then the manager came, maybe 23. And the manager said, yeah, there's a nationwide shortage of this. And then my friend went and talked to his doctor. The doctor said, no, there's not.
Oh, dear.
I don't know what was happening that day.
You know, Bert, I always wanted to ask this question. Does anyone really get the non-generic version of any drug? Because I swear to God, I mean, nobody I know. Every single thing you get just says generic 4.
Absolutely.
Does the real one even exist?
Oh, I think that it does.
Just for really fancy people?
Exactly. Who they can, so they can brag.
Ugh.
They can say Wellbutrin, they don't have to say Bupropion.
And that is, sounds like maybe the worst version of trying to do a, like, you know, like medicine schmedicine, right? But that sounds like someone not knowing how to do that game. They should just say, it should be...
What is this game?
Generic... I think calling it a game is really putting... giving it too much credit.
I thought there's something you did in the theater that I wasn't aware of.
Well, you know what? It could be a very
medicine,
fun theater.
Medicine schmedicine. And you go around.
Well, and that's very good for warming up the mouth. But
medicine schmedicine.
See? Don't you already feel like you're more articulate? Medicine,
I do.
Schmedicine. But it's.
I am Bert Mia Payday, the co-host of The Neighborhood Listen.
But wait. So you know what I'm talking about when people just do that. It's not a game. It's just a saying when people are not concerned about something.
Oh, sure.
Like, oh, we need medicine. Ah, medicine, schmedicine. It probably shouldn't be in that context because that always seems like it's important.
Could you? What a response that would be.
Mommy, I need medicine. Medicine, schmedicine.
Cancer, schmatzer.
Oh, no, definitely not that one.
No.
Okay, so you know, now you understand what I'm saying.
Yes,
it sounds like someone was trying to do that with Wellbutrin, but they don't.
Oh, with Wellbutrin, okay.
It sounds like someone was trying to do that, but they weren't good at it. Like, it should just be Wellbutrin, Schmelschmutrin, right? That's what the generic should be called.
Schmelschmutrin, exactly.
But instead, they're like, Wellbutrin.
Bupropion.
It's like they messed it up. Do you know what I mean? It's not even close to Wellbutrin. Shouldn't it sound?
I see what you're saying.
Shouldn't it sound like Wellbutrin?
Well, the
sort
worst
of?
is Lexapro, the generic for Lexapro.
Oh yeah, which is like
Skitalazepram.
Yes.
Skitalazepram.
That's Skitalazepram. Like an
Alice in Wonderland.
First of all,
monster.
Correct. The slithy toves didn't.
He just made that stuff up, right?
100%.
Okay, all right.
What's a Jabberwocky?
Is it a Jabberwocky or the Jabberwock?
I suppose it is a Jabberwock. I don't know,
did
but it sounded
weird
like it
sounded.
Where did that come from?
It was
that
a came
from my, that came from my throat.
It was a Jabberwock. Beware, my boy.
That was. I'm drinking a root beer. I'm drinking root beer, and it was like there's like a little bit of effervescent carbonation.
Effervescent reflux, and it was real clear, and it sounded like a demon.
I'm glad
below.
We got that. I'm glad we got that clean.
Me too. Anyways.
Yes. So that's what's going on with me, and things with Gabby are going well.
You're still with Gabby.
Yes, we're seeing
each other
more and more.
We didn't even discuss this in our first episode.
I know, but
Gabby is a smoke jumper, of course,
Gabby,
for everybody.
Gabby's a smoke jumper.
That doesn't remember.
That's right.
That you reconnected with.
We reconnected, and it's been going very well.
Wow.
We should have them for dinner.
We should have Bernd and Gabby for dinner. That's a lovely idea, babe.
We would love that. Now,
would you like
mind?
To come to the Sizzler?
We can reserve a table.
We've got connections.
Is it definitely going to be at the Sizzler?
Oh, you don't want it to be at the Sizzler.
Well, if you're going to someone's home for dinner.
Well, that's, I mean, it's kind of like you get both. You're at our home and you're at a restaurant.
Will other patrons
that's
be
our
there?
Motto, that's our motto.
Will it be like we have the restaurant to ourselves?
We are putting out commercials for it now.
Are you really? You guys are really all in on this Sizzler.
And you know what's crazy? Is that it starts with Sizzler, Schmizzler, right? I do that thing I'm talking about, that game, right? Because it's not
the
quite
game.
Because it's not quite Sizzler.
Right.
And I say, when you're at Sizzler, you're actually home, which is a play on how Olive Garden is now saying, when you're here, you're home. Oh, Good. I worry still that it was family.
Still play on that.
Still is, but now I don't have to worry about it so much.
No, you're game. In the clear.
So I say when you're here, you're home, and they really are. They're at our home.
Well, then there's the whole disclaimer about how this is a sizzler recreated from memory and not research.
For whatever reason, even though Google is wildly available, Doug did not look up any pictures of the sizzler, which is how he ended up with one shiny brick.
That's right. The shiny brick was very important.
Very important.
I don't know that we discussed before that the sizzler was created from a memory.
We did not discuss it enough because it's honestly ridiculous. You know, it's like walking through someone's, someone who's losing their memory almost, you know, where it's just they only can remember certain things, just certain snatches of ideas.
It's almost like a representational set of a sizzler.
That's right. It's exactly it. It's like a dramatic reenactment of a sizzler. So anyways, fine, bro. We don't have to go to sizzler, but just talk about what Gabby and you like to do. What do you do for fun?
We like to dig.
I'm sorry. What now?
We like to dig.
Oh, there wasn't any more to it. It was just dig.
We like to dig for artifacts.
Really?
Treasure.
Do you find anything?
Absolutely.
What have you found?
Well, you know, do you remember because we've talked a lot about the, about dig nicks and the,
yes, dig nicks, you know, are the old form of currency.
The wooden nickels.
The wooden nickels. Yeah.
Of course we had our own dimes for a while.
We did. Those were made from, not copper. I can't remember what they were made from.
Coriander?
No. Coriander.
Sure, I thought we already talked about
pressed
this.
Pressed
coriander.
And that was not the biggest difference. The biggest difference on the Digny Falls dime was it was FDR and he was rolling his eyes.
Yes, that's right.
In the regular dime, he's just kind of looking straight ahead. And then in this one, he just looks over it.
And so, yeah, I mean, our currency has an interesting history, but
yes.
And they're worth negative cents now.
Well, most of it, like most of them are. Yeah. Yes, they're not worth anything.
Yeah.
So hang on a second. But I thought some of them were made from bullet casings. Which ones were those? I can't remember. Some listeners will remember.
I think the quarters maybe were made.
Okay. We're quirky. Nothing's normal here.
Nothing is normal here.
We use found objects for things. But now you're saying you're finding these kinds of things, these old useless coins.
Yes. And then there's one hole that we've been digging. We've worked on just to see how deep we can go.
Now, do you need a permit for this? Where is this happening?
No, it's in the back of her backyard.
It's in her backyard.
You don't need a permit to dig in your own backyard.
I guess you don't.
And so, yeah, we have.
And you know what? That's one of the signs. Welcome to Denny Falls. You don't need a permit to dig
in your own backyard.
I think it's drawn a lot of people to it, which is maybe not such a good thing.
I think so, too. And what's fun is if you move here and then the guy from the city council shows up and tells you the things you need to know about Denny Falls, he will start to say, and you don't need a permit, and then you get to finish it with him to dig in your own backyard.
That's right.
It's fun. And then you feel like you've really moved here.
I know. Yeah. And we do have, we'll keep building on that list because there is a whole list of things that you have to do when you get here.
Yeah. We'll keep building and we'll remember all of them. All right. Well, we should take a break.
Yes, we
do have a guest coming up. We couldn't be more thrilled. Mm-hmm. And when we return, we will talk to that guest when the Neighbor Listed returns. Hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife. We have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is auraframes.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This is Stuart. Medication vials used assorted size and shape Walgreens style for free. One 13.75 inches by 9.5 inches by 10.0 inches. Full box of assorted label-free medication vials. Great for craft small item storage. Or container for jewelry, makeup, spare buttons, and other knickknacks. Travel size container for shampoo, conditioner, lotion, and soap. Cotton swab container. Bobby pin container, portable sewing kit. You could put a bunch of pennies in there. Put some medicine from one bottle into these bottles if you don't like the bottles your medicine came in. Play-Doh mold, silly putty mold, dough mold for making pill bottle cookies. Sand, tiny sand castle, maybe a parking bollard, so people can't get to the sand castle. You build the sand castle, then you put the bollards at the front. Funny auga eyes. You could paint eyeballs on the bottom and then clamp them with your eye sockets and act like you're the wolf going auga. And that's all the uses. So there you go. You can choose any one of those or many. Pill bottles, medication vials, Stuart.
And welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. And guess what, Joan?
What?
We have a guest.
My favorite.
This is my favorite too.
I know. I just love meeting the people in our neighborhood.
Here's what we do. We scour the NeighborHap, the social networking application for neighborhoods, and we look for interesting people to talk to, posts that catch our interest, and then we interview the people, and it's a great way to get to know our neighbors, and for you, the listener, to get to know Dignity Falls. And if you happen to see a post that maybe we missed on the NeighborHap, screenshot it and send it to us, burntandjoan@gmail.com. And now we have a guest here, and we're very excited to talk to this person. This is in the crime and safety section.
Oh, okay.
This comes from Gerald. Gerald says, please, everyone, keep an eye in your neighbors. Make sure that they are safe. Because if you don't, they may be gone tomorrow, never to be seen again.
Wow.
And you could have made a difference.
Wow.
That's heavy.
It is.
That's a heavy post.
It is a heavy post. And that's it?
That's that's it.
It's also very cryptic.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
But it doesn't have to be anymore because we have. Do we have the poster?
Yes, we do. We have Gerald right here. Gerald, welcome to The Neighborhood
Hi.
Listen.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Well, Gerald, this is quite a post.
Yeah.
I was really just like letting a lot of stuff out at the time. I had just recently come into contact with HSV-1, herpes simplex
virus. Oh, my goodness. So sorry. My goodness.
So I was having a little bit of an outbreak.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And then I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
And so
only because of like an anxiety issue or because medically you were told that was going to happen?
Medically I go to a free clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So, you know, the doctors there are not the...
Do you go to Diggity Docs?
I go to Diggity Docs. Mm-hmm. And the doctor there was like, hey, this is what you have and you could die from it. And I was like, I wish more of us heard that so that we don't take every single day for granted.
I will say at Diggity Docs, they're very dramatic there.
They're very dramatic.
Do you know what I mean? They sort of end up telling everybody.
Yes. No matter what it is.
My friend went in there with her little girl for a splinter and they told her she was going to die.
Yeah.
They were playing the organ. Yeah. Like they just have a little keyboard that's set to organ mode.
That is way too maudlin.
Well, I don't like...
Who wants in the waiting room? Can you imagine?
It's too much.
What I don't like, even though...
Da-da-da.
Yeah. Box, Toccata, Fugue, and D minor.
Even though it's a free clinic, what they always do, they say you might die from this, and then they flip around the iPad with a tip.
Oh, isn't it unbelievable? You are right. You are right. There is an option to give a tip.
They shouldn't have that.
I mean, it's getting out of hand.
I tip five. I'm like, this is free.
Oh, you're so kind.
Of course. You can't. It's like it takes so much to not tip. Like, of course, you don't look like a jerk.
Yeah.
They put you in a terrible position.
You have to press more buttons to not tip.
Exactly.
That is true. That is a very,
yeah, there's
very
the
good
button
point.
That says it is a free clinic.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know. I don't know. I'm not a fan of that place. I'm not a fan
me
of
neither.
That place.
I won't go there. Yeah. I won't go there,
it's
just because I'm already nervous.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
I
understand. That makes a big difference.
So, they told you this. Okay. So go on.
Yeah. And so, I didn't, when I got home, I didn't really have anybody to share this news with.
Oh.
Because my cat ran away. And so,
oh, no.
She's usually who I share most of my information.
Sure.
Of course.
With my day to day musings, my thoughts, song lyrics. All of those things.
Okay. Like song lyrics that you that yourself you write?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm a composer.
Interesting.
Full time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Full time.
I love that.
We've never had a composer on the show before.
No, and not a full time one. Certainly.
No, not a full time one.
Yeah, there's a lot of moonlighters out there, but I'm the only
right,
one.
Right,
kind of,
Well, I want to know more about that, but just continue on about this day in this post.
Yeah, so I was just like, I need to share this with people. And I was wondering, like, how many of us actually think about death in relation to the people we live near.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I hopped on the app.
Okay. And is that your app of choice to sort of hop on? A lot of people go to TikTok for comfort or Instagram to scroll, but you go to the neighbor app.
Yes. It's the most lowest right corner on my home screen.
I see. It's the most convenient.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Oh,
right.
We all
it's
know
right
that
there.
Absolutely.
So it's the most accessible via a right-handed person.
If you're right, I was just going to say, if you are right-handed, that's where your go-to app lives.
Yes.
And then I just kind of like let some thoughts flow as if I were composing, a song. Mm-hmm. And then that's kind of what just like left my person.
Wow.
You know, that's kind of a good point because if you look at it again, I can see that sort of becoming a song. There's some lovely ideas in there. You know, just checking on your, now I need to read it again because now that I know he's a composer,
Absolutely.
I feel like we need to see it through a composer's lens.
Yes. Now,
let's just hear it again. I'll give you time to get it, Bert.
Yes, please, everyone, keep an eye in your neighbors. Make sure that they are safe because if you don't, they may be gone tomorrow, never to be seen again, and you could have made a difference.
See, I think I can hear that feels very lyrical to me. Now, I have two questions about the post. One is, keep an eye in your neighbors. Was that a typo or is that actually mean something different?
We try to read these verbatim because we don't want to assume.
Yeah, because we don't want to assume.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That was a typo. That was a typo.
Oh, it was.
Well, now I'm embarrassed.
It was just like flowing out of me. I don't really.
Well,
it's
very poetic.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it actually kind of emphasizes how like the passion that went into it.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so then what does it mean to you when you say you could have made a difference? What does that mean when you say that?
I think that means that you could have done something if you could have intervened.
Right. I guess I mean to say, what does that look like? You know, what were you like, for example, I have a feeling that you wrote this kind of wishing someone was checking in on you, right?
I was going to say, because you had this experience and then you sort of, you, rather than say, I wish somebody would check on me.
Correct.
You're saying, hey, we should all
please do this to someone else. And sort of in parentheses, the quiet part is because someone didn't do this space for me. So what would you like, what would you have liked to have someone do for you in that moment?
I really wish somebody got between me and the herpes.
Like if there was a preemptive thing.
Yes. I think we should all be on the lookout for ways we can be bodyguards.
Right.
Like take a
like
bullet.
Sort of secret service. Yes. Yeah. Leap in front of someone. Exactly. Leap in front of the herpes.
Which is tricky because it's a situation where you might actually come into contact with herpes would be an intimate situation where there wouldn't be another person present. Maybe, maybe not. Well, or might
depends on your lifestyle.
Well, right. But even so, then not a person who would want to get in the middle of it to stop it. Do you know what I mean? So that's a tricky
thing.
Unless
that's their kink. And we don't kink shame on this
no,
show.
No, we absolutely don't. And we don't assume. And we don't kink shame.
If you want to get herpes and that does it for you, go ahead.
Right. Now, I do have to ask, since this is something that was a reality for you, are you aware of the partner? There must be a partner in your life or at least someone in your life that had something to do with this, I imagine.
Right. We're no longer on speaking terms.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Is it because of this or?
You would think so, but no.
Okay. Again, didn't want to assume.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why we asked the questions.
We kind of parted ways a bit earlier.
Okay, how come, may I ask?
They didn't like that I would stay up, wake up so early, actually.
Oh.
They like to sleep in. I like to wake up early, and I immediately...
Because you're full-time.
Because I'm full-time composer, right. And I would immediately just like get to composing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Like, are we talking like bolt straight up right to the piano? Or right? What is your musical instrument of
wind
choice?
Wind chimes is okay. My preferred.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wind chimes.
Yes. It's very, wow. It's very subtle.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like the bass for a lot of music is kind of it all stems from the chimes.
Okay. Right.
Because I you know, when I listen to wind chimes, and I don't mind the sound of wind chimes.
Right,
I like the sound of wind chimes. It's very rare that an actual melody presents itself.
Right, because you might say in wind chimes case, the wind is the composer. So I'm interested in you being
very poetic, Joan.
Thank you.
Right.
I'm interested in you being the wind chime composer. So what does that look like? You yourself are just batting them around.
Blow on it?
I'm creating the wind.
Are you blowing on
yes.
it?
Wow.
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
I see.
And is it one set of wind chimes or do you have various
question.
Sizes yes. and materials?
Yeah, I have a few and they're all kind of like clusters. So it's like a cluster of wind chimes that kind of go along the entire west wall.
Of your
of my
home. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. I've never heard someone refer to a west wall, a west wing maybe, but
right.
a west
the
wall.
The west wall. How
is
many
that,
walls
you mean
total?
Outside or inside?
There's about four total.
One for
standard.
Each direction.
Standard.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So the west wall, that's your composing area.
The west wall, yeah.
Right.
The east wall is nothing but microphones.
Oh, wow. Okay. For what? What are those? Just
to
for the
capture,
recording?
Yeah. To
okay.
Capture
okay.
The
got
sound.
It. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. North and south insulation.
Okay. Okay. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess I can see if you are a person who sleeps in, now there's a whole wall of wind chimes that are now already alive and making sound.
Yes.
That I can say that could be maybe a point of tension for a couple.
Yeah.
And were you living together?
No.
Oh, sorry. Do you know what I did?
You assumed.
I did. Mm. So
yeah,
sorry.
I've never gotten that close with another person.
Oh.
To sleep with.
Oh, in order to live with them.
Yeah, to live
oh,
with
understand.
Them.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So then
wait a minute. If there was no stakes or no sort of like pressure to move in together, how come this person, well, I guess you would leave maybe at some point when they wanted to before the wind chimes start, or they don't have to stay there because they're not living there. They could go home.
Well, but they like to sleep in.
Oh, I guess that's true.
They like to come over and sleep in.
And you can't go over to this person's house. Can we name this person?
Yeah. Mike.
Okay.
Mike.
Yeah.
So can you go over to Mike's place? Could you? I know it's in the past, but.
No, he would come. Oh, he lived far away.
Oh, that's hard.
I would have to drive there.
How far?
Like 4 miles.
Oh, that's far for you?
I prefer to walk.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah. That's
why he goes to Diggity Docks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, because it's right around the corner from his home. That's right.
Yeah, and so he liked to come over and sleep in because I have a good mattress.
Ah.
Yeah, and he really liked that.
Yeah.
I see.
And so
Yeah. Oh, that's just too bad that you guys couldn't figure out a way to wait. There had to have been something else, you know. I mean, was that just sort of the straw that broke the camel's back, or was it really just sorry we can't figure this out? You can't Uber to his place somehow, or it was that
Mike was so bed oriented.
Yes, so bed oriented.
He every day he'd be like, "What kind of mattress is this?"
Oh, what?
And I would tell him,
but he would just ask you over and over again
every single day, as if.
Oh, well, then he just has poor listening skills.
That is strange.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like that hard to retain as far as information goes.
Yeah, it's like a one-word answer.
How long were you together?
About 4 months.
Four months?
Yeah.
Every day for four months.
What does Mike do for a living?
He's a coach.
Oh,
a coach?
Yeah,
wow.
Softball coach.
Oh, okay.
Oh, softball coach. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
So then, I mean, I assume he would eventually leave to go to work, or was he just, I mean, because again, if you're a coach, generally you're a teacher. So I would think you'd have to be up early to get to school.
Unless it was a professional team.
He mostly did Zoom.
Oh, he did Zoom coaching for softball?
Even at this point. Okay. He's still doing.
And how does that work? He would just put a laptop out there on the field?
I believe so. Anytime I would walk by his screen, he would always like kind of, he would shield the screen for me. So I couldn't get a good look.
Well, really? That seems strange.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I thought so too.
Have you ever been to any of his team's games?
No, he said he didn't want me to go because he got nervous if he knew I was in the audience.
It's a great question.
The audience. Now, first of all, the fact that he said audience makes me think he's not a coach.
Yeah. That's suspicious. That's audience is famously not a sports term.
Nope.
Well, let me ask you this. When Mike would hunch over the screen to hide it from you, mm-hmm. could you hear any sound from the laptop? Thank you.
I mean, here and there, every once in a while you could hear like a...
Oh.
Like the sound of like the bat.
The telltale crack of the softball bat. Absolutely.
But then he would, if he was like really in coaching mode, he would go to a different room, mm-hmm. Close the door and mm-hmm. just like whisper a lot.
Yeah, now that, especially if he's trying to get to a bunch of softball players on a field, you would think you'd have to amplify your voice in some way.
I would, but then again, I didn't want to ask too many questions. He was temperamental. Mm. And so, I just did my wind chime work from about 8:30 to 7.
Yep.
Wow.
Full day. Working 9:30 to 7.
And what a way to make a living. Mm-hmm. And what are you composing for?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of local radio ads. That's kind of like the base. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of...
Are there any we would have heard that are on right now?
Yeah, the Ford...
Ford Dignity Falls made a car called the Ford Foundation specifically. It's a new design just for Dignity Falls. It's only available. You can only drive it in Dignity Falls.
Oh, if you try to drive it anywhere
else,
you'd be out of luck.
You can't cross city lines.
It shuts down.
It has those things that shopping carts have.
It shuts down.
Yes, exactly.
If you leave, it comes.
the wheel seats up and you're out of luck. You could steal one within Dignity Falls.
You absolutely can do that. Quite easy. Yeah. It's becoming a problem, actually, right off the bat.
People are doing it just for fun.
It's becoming basically like a bird scooter at this point.
The Ford Foundation was the lowest car. Lowest to the ground.
Yes, it is. Well, I mean, it is. It's the one. It's still out right now, right? Your commercial is out right now.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm thinking about it. There are wind chimes in that commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's sort of like, because, you know, it's sort of like a picture yourself in a Ford made for you. You know, it's, mm-hmm. I can't remember all the rest of it, but it's sort of, I don't know. Is it Helen Mirren?
Yeah, it's Helen Mirren.
I just didn't do a very good job, though. Let's see if I could try it.
Absolutely.
Picture yourself in a Ford.
Perfect.
All for you, made for you. I don't know.
No notes.
Well, that's really amazing. What an amazing, it never occurred to me that wind chime composing could be a sustainable job, honestly.
I didn't even think of it as part of the jingle. I thought it was just there in the background.
Right, but that was Gerald?
Mm-hmm. Gerald, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Well, you haven't really said his name much.
The first time I heard that commercial, I remember thinking there were wind chimes outside. And I went and looked, and there were no wind chimes outside. Mm-hmm. And then the second time I heard it, I realized, oh, this is part of the commercial.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think the reason they came to me was they were like, we know that wind chimes are kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. They know that wind chimes are a thing in this town.
Right.
Yes. And so they wanted to do the thing where, like, anytime you hear a wind chime, you think of the Ford Foundation car.
Right.
Oh, I see.
It's also confusing because there's like 2 minutes of wind chimes before the voiceover starts.
Yeah, I think meant to get you into sort of almost a hypnotic state, I imagine.
They really wanted to cut that out, but I told them, I pushed to keep it in. Because that was some
of my best
work.
You fought for your artistic vision. I get it. Yes, yeah. I get it.
It's very pleasant to listen to.
It is.
2 minutes is a long time.
It is a very long time. Yeah. That's expensive ad space. Yeah, really.
Absolutely. I mean, they're paying for hell. And mirror.
Yeah, right. for something that's only going to air in one town.
Those things are so quick. There's no wonder they banned them. Yeah.
Why was the commercial out? They banned them already. There's a few rogue foundations.
A lot of people's necks snap when you just tap the gas.
Yeah, and now they're permanently looking upwards.
They're really, really fast. And the Diggity Docs have told them all that they're goners.
Well, yeah. And some of them were, to be fair.
To be fair. Well, I'm surprised they haven't pulled the ads yet then, to be honest. I'm sorry, Gerald. We really kind of got off on a tangent.
Gerald, can I ask you, what drew you to wind chimes?
Well, I grew up near one.
Okay.
So it was always just kind of a part of, you know, who I am. Like every day you kind of like see it.
Like you mean they were just in a tree in your yard.
So. Yeah, in a tree near my yard. Uh-huh. It's like when I eat peanut butter and jelly, it's like that's kind of like.
Oh, the nice memories.
Yeah, it's like, what else am I going to do? I have no choice.
Oh, is there something deeper to that?
No, it's just like I can't cook. So I eat peanut butter and jelly.
Right.
You mean when
day.
You were a kid or you mean now?
Both.
Oh, okay.
I cannot cook now, nor could I cook as a child.
Okay, well, that's...
It's the same.
And so...
Did you have a good family life? Do you have siblings? Family still here in Dignity Falls?
Yeah, I have one mother, one stepmother.
Okay.
One of each.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And one stepsister.
Okay.
And they know how to cook, but they refuse to let me... in on that.
They won't let you eat the food or they won't let you cook.
They won't
with them.
Teach you how to
they
cook.
Were like, if you eat the cooked food, you have to cook the cooked food.
Oh, I see. Oh.
And so yeah.
So is that why they didn't?
So does that mean they wouldn't teach you or you refuse to learn?
I tried to learn. I think the one time they were very welcoming. They are supportive. I love my family.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just to make it very clear.
That's nice to hear.
If anyone's listening in the family.
But the first time I did went into the kitchen and was like, teach me how to cook. I've had enough peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah.
They were like, they graciously, they let me do the thing. But I did end up, I chopped the cucumbers.
Right.
I deboned the chicken. And and then I accidentally, I thought I turned the oven on. It was on. But then I set the timer on the oven too. And I think that turned the oven off. And so the chicken never cooked when we put it in the oven.
Oh, dear.
I see.
And then so by that time it was 9 p.m. when we realized that's what happened.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's.
And then we were all just very.
And that was it. You never got another chance.
Yeah. And then they were like, you can never cook with us again.
What?
That was very unfair, especially to a child to learn the lesson. There's no try again.
Absolutely.
They're very supportive, though, in all other aspects of life.
Okay.
But they do go by these Yoda rules.
Mm-hmm.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Right. Exactly.
Wow.
Okay. Well, then that's so. I mean, do you feel like that sort of? Do you feel like stunted emotionally or socially in a way that you weren't able to sort of learn how to prepare food for yourself? Does that apply to other parts of your life?
How
else are you stunted?
I Well, I only walk, as you guys...
Right.
See, there you go. See, I know, Bert, it was probably a harsh question, but I think there is something
I was just clarifying.
Well, when you said it that way, boy, it made it sound like really harsh.
Well, at first, Joan, I thought... I don't know if I've ever heard anyone ask anyone else, are you stunted emotionally? And then when it seemed to be okay, I was like, well, let's really lay it out there.
Perhaps I've really just gotten too far ahead of myself in this podcast. I'm acting too much like I've got a psychology degree. Sometimes I get carried away.
But you know, it does. I had a similar question, because if the peanut butter jelly is sort of all you feel like it's all you know and it's all you know how to do, is it, well, you're drawn to the wind chime because it's the only music that you were aware of, and so you feel like it's the only music that you can do.
Burns putting it much more gently than I did, but yes, that's my question.
Yes. this is your first time meeting me, but I wear these overalls every single day.
Oh, every single day?
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, they're very cute tie-dyed overalls, mm-hmm. and with a, I want to say burlap shirt, but that can't be right.
Right.
Oh, I'm right?
It's burlap.
Wow. It is burlap.
It's burlap.
It doesn't say, is it comfortable?
No. It's not.
So wow. What is that? Can I ask how long you've been wearing it for? When was the first time you put on that outfit?
This burlap shirt or the outfit?
All of it.
I started wearing this when I was about 8 and a half.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I just kind of only went to, do you guys know Dennis's? The
yes.
clothing store Dennis's.
Absolutely,
of
yes.
Yeah, and so I go there. That was where we got all of our clothes.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like a repurposed materials clothing store.
Yes,
so it's like any kind. It's like you can get a suit made out of a tablecloth.
Yes. Their big claim to fame is Sean Astin bought a suit there. Shoes out of frying pans.
There's right. a picture in the front that he signed. Oh, they don't stop talking about it.
He's wearing a suit made out of old records.
And so I would go there mm-hmm. and just like, you know, look through all the stuff. I was like, they don't have mirrors in that store. So you can never.
I think that's on purpose.
Exactly. Yeah. So frustrating.
They have fitting rooms.
I wonder
if
Sean Astin had a mirror, if he really would have walked out of that store in that record suit.
It didn't look good.
Just hard to move.
He wore it to the Golden Globes.
Unbelievable.
Ooh, he got roasted.
I almost bought. They had two of those, and one of them was my size, but I was like, it's either this or the overalls. I can only, you know.
Wow. I think you made the right choice. I mean, yeah, he really did. There was that meme going around of just him walking in it with the record scratch.
And then it would be the beginning of James Brown's I Feel Good, but then somebody at the last minute dubbed it bad. It was a funny meme.
It was a funny meme.
It's a good meme.
So, okay. So you on that day, so on that fateful day where there were two suits, you chose the overalls instead because it reminded you of what you used to wear when you were 8. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. 8 and a half.
Oh, 8 and a half. Sorry. Yeah, is that, why is that significant?
Because that was when, I learned to swim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 8 and a half.
And that's a good memory?
No.
Oh.
Oh, no.
No, it was a bad memory.
But you did learn to swim? Or was that just when you took swimming lessons?
That was when I learned to swim. I learned to swim at a single moment in my life.
I'd love to hear the
before
explanation.
Before 8 and a half, I did not know how to swim.
Okay.
And then on my 8 and a half.
Your half birthday.
My half birthday, I learned how to swim.
Because
yeah, what were the circumstances?
Yes.
Yeah.
The circumstances around that were that I drove... My mother's car.
Okay.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. This is, wow.
I drove it into a pond.
Oh, no. Oh, that's
was it
scary.
A Ford Foundation?
It was a Ford. It was a prototype.
It was a prototype.
Sure.
My stepmom works for the Ford Foundation company. And so we got an early model. And, you know, they were trying to market this one for kids. They had the pedals were high.
Oh,
the seats.
I remember this.
That was wild.
The first car for children. I remember this was a huge campaign that was criticized by so many people.
Yeah. And they played that clip from Look Who's Talking. You know where the kid puts the breadstick in? He's thinking he knows how to drive. If you remember.
I'm not as familiar with the Look Who's Talking universe.
You are with John Travolta, who was in it, and Christy Alley was in it, driver, and Bruce Willis was the voice of the baby.
These things are very general, and what you're saying is extremely specific about a breadstick and knowing how to drive. And he was a baby in this movie, right?
He was a toddler. And he gets into the car and he doesn't realize a tow truck's about to pull it. So he thinks in his head, Bruce Willis is saying, I know how to do this. And he's got a breadstick in his hand. He goes, you stick a thing in here. And it just so happens the tow truck turns on at that moment. And then he tries to reach the pedals and the tow truck just happens to start moving at that moment. And it pulls the car that he's in. And he thinks, hey, I'm driving. And it's part of the movie.
Why does the baby have a breadstick?
Because Abe Vigoda gives him one.
Well, Joan, I did not see that coming.
He's in an old folks home and he gets given a breadstick. Okay. I don't know what to tell you.
I feel like this takes away from our guest.
Of course it is. Talking about Look Who's Talking. You asked me.
Was this Look Who's Talking too?
Nope. The first one.
I do think they did kind of take inspiration from that movie because a lot of the interior was edible.
Oh, what?
Like the steering wheel. Yeah. It was like a lollipop.
Yes, wow. That makes sense, of course, to cater to the kids. What a wild campaign that was. Yeah. Okay, so then you were driving the prototype. And that will get us back on track.
Right. Drove the prototype into a lake.
Were you by yourself?
I was by myself.
Ugh, that's
they
so scary.
They encouraged that. You could only
They
get
encouraged
in.
It.
You could The car would only start if...
you were alone in the vehicle?
If you were alone in a vehicle. If you were under a certain height and in the vehicle alone.
This is just a perverted version of blowing into a breathalyzer to start your car.
Your car for children.
Yes. Well, first of all, let me say before you continue, I understand now why you walk everywhere, because why would you ever get back in a car again after this traumatic event?
Absolutely.
Yes. So what happened? You please say that you just, got out quickly.
Yeah. Well, also the cars now, as you know, when you start out with the Ford Foundation prototype, it's like the cars now just don't compare. It's like there's no.
It's true.
Yes.
Yeah. So I drove the car into the pond. The car, because it was mostly edible, it dissolved a little.
Oh, that's helpful.
Yeah.
Enough to get out.
Okay, good.
I crawled through the roof and did not know how to swim.
Right.
Oh.
Luckily, there is like a pamphlet inside the car.
Mm-hmm.
That had all of these like emergency. This is what you do.
Sort of just drawings, I imagine, because you're a kid. Okay.
Just renderings.
Yes.
And then it's like if you get caught in a snowstorm, this is what you do.
My God, for children, this is just unbelievable.
Yeah, if you're like on safari, this is what you do. And then there was
how to cut off your leg.
Exactly. If a lion or something. And then there, the last, like one of you keep flipping.
That's right. Demons can't cross a line of salt.
And it's like, okay, if you are in a pond, punch through the roof if it hasn't dissolved yet.
Oh, the cotton candy sunroof, the famous cotton candy sunroof.
Mm-hmm. And the sunroof was cotton candy. The rest of the roof was fruit leather.
Yeah. Fruit leather costs extra.
That was the higher end.
What was the base model? What if you didn't? If you don't want to spring with the fruit leather, what was the material used?
Oh,
it's like matzah.
That tried and true toddler treat.
Kids love matzah. I mean, that's certainly true here in Dignity Falls. I don't know if it's true everywhere, but here, boy, kids love matzah. Oh, they love it.
I loved it as a child.
I loved it as a child.
It's something. I think it's like in the water a little bit.
Oh, I used to beg
possibly.
For it.
Possibly. So, okay, now just to recap, you did manage to get out.
Yes.
Because you kind of taught yourself how to swim to the surface.
It's like one of the renderings is like, you just kick.
Oh, okay.
You just kick.
Right.
It's amazing you were able to process all that information at such a quick time, stay calm enough to do it. I mean, I'm really amazed about your, again, I take back all the stunt, I feel terrible because to be honest, you showed amazing, I almost said immaturity. You showed amazing maturity at 8.5 to get yourself out of that situation.
What an incredible adventure you had.
I know.
I guess it left it took its toll on you, and to this day you won't drive a car. And
but interesting, you want to wear the same outfit that you were wearing when that happened.
Yeah. I think it's because like the when I got out of the water, I was kind of just like, I looked good.
Oh,
okay.
I like that.
Sure. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember somebody kind of stopping their car and being like, hey, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And then they're like, you look good.
Wow. Nice.
And I said, thank you.
Well, that's kind of amazing. It really sort of gave you a part of your identity, I suppose.
Yeah. I really based a lot of who I am on that day.
Yeah.
I can imagine. It makes sense.
Do you still swim?
No.
Have you swum since then?
I have not.
That was the only time.
That was the only time.
So you instantly learned out of you know, guided by the pamphlet and necessity, and then you just never were you ever tempted to get back into the water?
Yeah. When it's hot out, I'm like a dip would be nice.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just too scary.
No, it's just like the water doesn't taste good unless it's like sugary, I think.
Oh, okay. I mean, generally, you don't have to drink the water when you're swimming.
But it's
you
know? Tempting.
In fact, you shouldn't. Of course, it's tempting.
It's tempting because it's right there. Tempting.
Yes, yeah. Right there. You're surrounded, by it. All you'd have to do is open your mouth.
It brushes right in.
And I think that's actually something that I am working on a jingle for. There is...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Gatorade is coming out with... this pool water, which is just like, it's water you put in your pool, but you can also drink it.
It's like a forbidden fruit.
I can see it. I can see the bottle.
It's a great idea. Absolutely.
See it.
Yeah.
Like it's like a forbidden fruit. Like you're not supposed to do this, but now you can do it all you
pool
want.
Water. Oh, yes. Wow. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to do a jingle for them?
Yeah, I'm working on a jingle for them.
Is that... Oh, wait. Did you bring some wind chimes?
I did, yes. I brought... I always carry a few with me.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. So
is that the wind or is that you?
That is... That's actually... That's me. I have a small fan that I...
Oh, so when you don't always blow on them. Okay, you've got a little fan. Yeah. That is really, really neat. Mm-hmm.
That must be so frustrating if a gust of wind comes through.
Oh, when you're trying to compose.
Yes. Yes. And I love to leave the windows open.
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Do you ever have a moment where the wind does something and you're like, oh, that was really good, you know, and then you feel threatened by the wind as the other composer?
Right. It's public domain, right? We call that, in the wind chime community, we're kind of like, that's like our version of AI. We're kind of like fighting against. We really don't want the wind to come.
Right. And replace it.
You're against wind energy. Yeah. You're against it.
Because the wind's not trying to make art.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah. It doesn't know what it's doing.
Exactly. Yeah. That's not fair.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Well, yeah. But sometimes it creeps in and you just have to, you know.
And can I ask how many other wind chime composers are there out there? Because I just don't know. The community.
Great question, Joan.
Thanks.
There's about four full-time. Okay,
globally?
Four full-time.
Four full-time globally. Oh. Yeah.
But there are some moonlighters, I believe you said before. Yes.
Yeah, tons of moonlighters.
And what do they do? I mean, how do they make a living?
I think we all kind of, we all meet on Sundays.
Oh.
Not IRL, but
okay,
just like a FaceTime,
right?
Like a softball coach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. And we just kind of like they mostly get their work through one works in TV movies.
Okay. Well, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Would we know any of the themes or scores that they've composed?
Yeah, The Good Place.
Sure.
They were on that. They did
very
that.
Very popular show.
They did that. Uh-huh. Social Network.
Oh, wow. Sure.
Yeah, kind of like anything that has a wind chime, they work behind
can I
that.
Can I ask a question? When I go and get like a massage, you know, and then there's sort of, there's a what sounds like just a, you know, a recording of wind chimes. Is that someone that is a composer that is in your group that you meet with?
That's Lisa. Lisa does anything that's like meditative.
Oh, calming. I love knowing that. I can put a name to the chimes.
Yes. And then Milo's the fourth or the third, four total.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When I said four, I meant four total. And
including you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we got Gerald, Lisa, Milo, Lisa.
And the one who works in TV movies, he goes by X.
Oh, that's so mysterious.
It's kind of complicated, especially now.
Yes. And then Milo kind of just does like agriculture.
Oh.
Agriculture. I don't know if you guys know this, but crops love wind chimes.
Oh, so
just
it
crops. Helps them
he grow. Composes for wow. Actual agriculture.
Yes.
Oh, that's wow. amazing. Mm.
And is this all crops across the board?
All across the board. Anytime you see a field, there's speakers there and
they're just pumping out through. The chimes yes. to the tomatoes and the corn.
Wow.
And they've really seen that it makes a difference.
Yeah, you can actually, it affects the taste. So based on kind of the genre of wind chimes, that's like how, you know, potent or subtle the taste of like a strawberry can be.
That maybe, is really incredible.
Could you have him work on green beans? Because I can't stand them.
Bert hates them.
I'll see what he's up to on the green bean.
Don't farm. Understand why anyone likes them. Don't get what we're getting out of them.
Well, I guess he'll ask and see what Milo can do about that.
Yeah, I mean.
So, listen, Jared, I have to say, you are such a magical, special person that I'm so sorry that you were in a place where you were feeling when you wrote this post. I don't know how long ago this was. Are you still feeling like that today? How long ago was it that you wrote it?
That was about 6 months ago.
Okay, so how are you doing now?
Now I feel stronger than ever.
Oh, fantastic.
That we should be keeping an eye.
We spoke too soon.
On our neighbors.
Bert, you and I both assumed at the same
really
time we are
gun.
Really...
That was our worst assumption.
Really yet. Getting it handed to us today.
Yeah, and so I want to know, since the post has kind of come across your... Eyes,
mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Have you guys been keeping a closer eye on your neighbors, or has it been the same?
I mean, I feel like we're doing it right now. I like to think that this is what this podcast does.
Yes, we do want to, you know, it's all about getting closer to our neighbors. I guess I mean, after they leave, I guess I don't really think about them that much.
That's true. Listen, I think that it could be said we could all do better in terms of following
Absolutely.
Up. Even if someone says they're doing well, maybe asking a couple extra questions, you know. I guess I'm wondering if you're not with Mike anymore. Are you with Mm-mm. someone new? Would you like to meet someone new?
I would love to meet somebody new.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're such a catch. I just think you're such an interesting person.
Yeah, I feel like, if you know anybody named Mike, do kind of have a history of only being kind of like interested in people named Mike.
Where do you think that comes from?
Well,
because it does seem to be a recurring theme for you that you zero in on one thing and
yes,
then it's just that
right
to the exclusivity
of
all of the
one
things.
Thing one time and then it becomes your go-to. Yeah,
right. We lived on Mike Road.
Oh,
the house that I grew up on. M-I-C. And
it's one of the few roads in Dignity Falls not named after a tree.
Oh, roads doesn't. Roads are streets and avenues and boulevards.
That's right.
And highways, all named after presidents or trees. Roads, dealer's
mostly
choice.
Mostly boys' names.
Could be anything. Mostly boys' names, but he did say M-I-C.
Oh, I missed that part. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but Mike can be spelled M-I-K-E.
True.
No, it can't. Absolutely.
It can. It often can.
It often can.
Like, if your name is Mike, and you spell it M-I-K-E, we can still be together.
You can still be together. Okay, right. So if anyone's listening, M-I-K-E or M-I-C, you can all be together.
Yes.
But I will say that I would encourage you to maybe expand your horizons a little. There's a lot of differently named people that could just be right for you and could be the person that you want that's going to ask about how you're doing and to look out for you and to see in you, although I know that was a typo, but to see in you.
Mm.
That's great. And I've heard that before from several people.
Oh, okay. Well, I've said nothing new.
But it always helps. It always helps to hear it again.
Well, does it? Because it doesn't actually seem like it does.
I think it is this 16th time might be the charm.
60. Wow.
That's a lot of times for someone to say verbatim what I just said.
Do you feel with each successive time you hear this that you're becoming a little more amenable to the idea? Like you're the walls are kind of coming down a little bit more each time?
Yeah. Right. I think it definitely is helping. Okay. And I can feel myself opening up to something.
That's great.
A post-Mike world.
Oh, good.
In addition to having a name, Mike, would you like to put it out there? Is what other sort of thing are you looking for in a partner?
In a partner? You know, regular business hours, mm-hmm. 9 to 5. Maybe if they love to cook.
Sure.
Okay, that'd be good.
Yeah, that would be cool. Mm-hmm.
Maybe they could even teach you and you could learn something new.
Yeah. I would love to learn.
Do you?
Again, I'm not quite sure if he says yeah, if he really agrees. And it's okay. You don't have to agree with everything.
No, you don't have to.
He has to agree with everything that we say.
No, and you don't.
But you don't. You absolutely don't.
I don't. You know, it's like you don't want to say to someone, it seems like you don't want to learn how to take care of yourself at all, and you're not interested in it. But that does seem to be the case, Gerald. It does seem like there's a lot of things you have done before, and then you tried it once, and you're never going to try it again, from driving a car to swimming
to dating to
setting an oven.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like you're limiting your own options for happiness.
And it's interesting, too, because in his artistic life, he's sort of boundless, right? Absolutely.
What's more boundless than a wind chime?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Same answer. Well, Gerald, listen, I don't mean to have just talked at you. I really, really loved hearing about how you're a wind chime composer. I never knew about that. And this is what I do love about this show, is that I learn new things. And thank you for the reminder that we need to really check up on people. But yes. I really do hope that you're okay. And I really do hope that you find someone if that's what you want. But I guess... it's just most important. And I do want to say that if you do meet someone again and they're on Zoom a lot and there's something like a coach, I would look into that, because I'm not mm-hmm. quite sure that Mike was he wasn't a softball coach, right?
I don't think he was.
Okay. Yeah. Just to say, I would just,
you
I
mean
just,
my Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My former Mike.
Your former Mike. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the softball coach?
Okay. Well, I'm not anyway. Okay. Well, I just don't want anyone to take advantage of your sweet nature. Do you know what I mean? I just want you to make sure you ask questions and make sure you're being taken care of.
Yeah, I am.
Is
worth
that fair?
Oh. So, just so you know that, like,
oh, God,
I wish we had
fine.
Time to. Yeah, I mean, I think you're okay. I wish we had known that sooner, but unfortunately we do have to wrap it up. Gerald, thank you. We wish you all the luck in the world.
It was great to meet
all
both
the luck.
Of you.
Great to
so
meet
nice
you.
So nice to meet yeah. you. I hope that's true.
I'll see you around the neighborhood.
Yes, indeed.
Feel free to honk at me.
I'll hear you around the neighborhood.
Please do.
More when the Neighborhood Listen returns.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hi, everybody. It's Lisa. I'm giving away for free movie music CDs. First, the Stargate soundtrack, free, and then the stage play, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Your choice or take both. I also have movie making books for sale. Listen, everybody, there's no finer pairing of music than Stargate soundtrack with the soundtrack of Andrew Lloyd Webber's classic, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I have sung along to both. I made up my own words to the Stargate soundtrack for so many years that I've almost lost my voice doing it. And I just can't do it anymore, even though it brings me such joy. It's how I begin and end each day. But neighbors are starting to complain. So if you could just please come take this, I don't know what else I'll listen to because these were the only two CDs I owned. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Neighborhood Listen. We're just about out of time, but boy, that Gerald, I like Gerald, but I do feel like he seems to be his own worst enemy.
Yes. Yeah. I just feel like maybe he got annoyed with us at the end, you know, too.
Yeah.
I suppose I just peppered him with too many questions, I guess. Maybe I got, well, I did get a little carried away. I know. What I do is, again, every time the mom instinct kicks in, I just want to take care of them.
Every time, what?
Mom instinct. I didn't say it very clearly.
Monuments Man, I thought you said. And then, of course, I got excited.
Because it's your favorite movie.
Favorite movie. Oh, I could watch it a million times.
A million.
A million.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of times.
So, yeah, I just want to help. And then I think maybe sometimes I go too far with that.
I obviously I'm biased, but I don't think so. And I think that, you know, Gerald, the idea of learning to swim at eight
and a half
in a half. Mm-hmm.
It's important to
him. In the midst of a disaster and then saying, well, I'm never going to swim again.
I know.
And especially when you're soaking wet, somebody says you look good.
I know.
Wouldn't you want to be soaking wet all the time?
Wearing a burlap shirt and a.
And it did look like a good shirt, though. It was like an Oxford. It was very nice.
Well, listen, that store. What's that store's name? That's Dennis's.
Dennis's.
Dennis's is really good for repurposed clothing. I mean, there are hits and misses, of course, like the record suit.
Boy, that record suit
really was because it famous because it melted on him, right?
It melted to his skin. It was. It's really tragic. We shouldn't laugh about it, but
well, I mean, he's fine.
It was
now.
Funny.
It's
he's
okay.
fine
he's
now.
Fine now. But I never laughed about it. For the record, I don't remember laughing
well,
about it.
Just laughed about it just now. It's literally why I said it.
I guess I meant in the moment when it did happen. I didn't laugh.
Well, in that case, I would have said we shouldn't have laughed about it.
I thought that's what you did say.
No, I said we shouldn't laugh about it. What if shouldn't have laughed about it?
We're really getting into semantics. I think
when we hit
the second episode, we get a little bit giddy, don't we?
I think so.
Because it's a lot of listening.
A lot of people don't realize.
I mean, it's in the title.
Yes, we record the entire season in one day. So by episode two, we get a little punchy.
Just by episode two.
Yeah.
And we've got many to go.
Absolutely.
Woo, boy. Well, then we should probably just get to the post, I suppose. And
we should have started earlier because it's 11:30 at night.
It is. Well, it's going to be an all-nighter. Babe, are you going to, and he's going to switch rooms throughout the whole entire evening. But you're still in the theater, right? Yeah. Oh, he's doing the clap on, clap off.
It's not working.
Oh, it's turning the ghost light is not working?
No.
The ghost light's
How does
not
it
working?
Work? Is it two claps or three?
I always thought it was two.
It's two. Don't you remember the lady? She claps twice and then she goes to sleep.
Wait, Doug, are you sure you got the clapper, not the clasper?
Oh, no.
Oh, what's the difference?
The clasper is you have to hug the object. You hug it on and off.
Okay. Let me try that.
Clasp on, clasp off.
Clasp on. The clasper.
Ow.
Well, that one I can sing.
It's hot.
It is hot.
You can.
It shocks you every time.
We keep on finding songs with the similar notes that you can sing.
The clapper.
It's always delightful to find one like that.
And it really makes me feel like I'm singing. It really is. It really makes me feel like I'm singing. Oh, if you could think of any of those songs, please let us know. And
send them to Broil View.
I'll do a little cover.
I think we've discussed doing a whole album of all the similarly noted songs.
Absolutely.
Okay. So this is quite an interesting one. This is from Alicia. And she says, I'd like to know how many local neighbors would be open to having someone like myself to come to your home and clip your cat's nails every 2 to 3 weeks instead of driving cats to a pet store or vet. Are you open to this? If so, state how many cats you have.
Wow.
And then underneath she has options. Yes, I am open to this. No, I am not open to this. Three, I am undecided and let me tell you why. And can I tell you, the comments are just scrolling and scrolling.
What are the results of the poll?
You really want to know? We usually don't dig into the comments.
Well, no. I thought it was like a...
There's no result. Well, I think people are answering.
Answer in the comments.
I don't know. I don't want to touch
it's
it.
It's not well because some...
Should I touch it?
I can't...
Oh, here we go. 53% are open to it.
Oh. Wow, that's a landslide in my opinion. She has a mandate to cut these nails.
The popular vote, at least.
Now, here's interesting. 20% no, I'm not open. 27% undecided, and let me tell you why.
Undecided.
And this is... It forces
a response either way.
It does. Yeah. It does. It invites you to.
Yes.
It's exactly for the type... There's
no way out of it. No.
You know what? She knows her audience, because if this is people who are this into cats, then I have to say, these are exactly the people who would say exactly the words, I'm undecided and let me tell you
100%.
Why.
100%. Absolutely.
So this is a real gift.
Absolutely. Where
this
the comment is longer gift. Than the post.
Yes.
Yes. Could you read the first part of it again?
Yes. Okay, I'd like to know how many local neighbors would be open to having someone like myself, which again, there's no description of herself. So I don't know how to, I have no information. Someone like myself, who your name is Alicia, that's all I know about you. So I don't know how to answer that. Alicia, if someone like myself, for some...
Don't get confused. Don't add a Pisha.
But Bert, can you tell him that's not, that's Leisha, not Pisha.
That's Leisha, not Pisha.
Okay? Wait, okay.
Alicia.
Okay. Okay. Just one Leisha. Hey, so this says, I'd like to know how many local neighbors would be open to having someone like myself to come to your home and clip your cat, parentheses S, I didn't put that first, cat or cats, nails every 2 to 3 weeks instead of driving cats to, I mean, I can't read you the first sentence, it's all one sentence. It's one long run-on sentence.
It was kind of, I was having trouble following it.
Of course, because, you know, there's really all she should say is like, oh, I'll cut your cat's nails.
Right.
That's all she should say.
I think that.
I'll come over.
Someone, when she puts in someone like myself, it's getting into methinks territory.
Oh, it definitely is. Me it thinks. Definitely is.
Yes.
I think that there's a Venn diagram crossover of several cats and methinks.
Do you think Alicia is maybe one of those types of people that does the, it's usually exclusive to men, but does the sort of, I don't know how to describe it, the bow with the twirling, the twirling fingers forward.
Ooh, another overused
trope. The three somersaults.
That's a surely overused trope. But it still gets a laugh.
To convey like someone is a big nerd?
No, I mean, it's a trope used by comedians. Improvisers mostly. Am I the only one?
Really?
Listen, I've been going to the Dig Players lately.
Have you really?
I have.
Oh, why?
Because I am looking to cast a show in my new theater, and
you're
gonna
get improvisers. Oh, Joan, why would you do that?
Because they'll work for free.
Oh, good point. Okay. Good point.
So, and I've seen a lot of that little motion, that little tip of the hat motion, you know,
a name. It needs to have a name. If
I think
it doesn't.
It's called the Methinks.
You know what? Oh, it could be called the M'lady.
It's the M'lady. Sorry. No, that's much better. That's much better.
The M'lady.
Yeah, that's much better.
Just to double check. She's calling these nails, not claws.
She is. And thank you for pointing that out, babe, because you know what I forgot to mention? I thought that was creepy, too. Your cat's nails. Which makes me think someone like myself, is she a manicurist, but she's now wants to break into the
someone
cat
like
industry?
Like myself, human manicurist.
A human manicurist.
Who wants to do animals.
Yes.
And make them glamorous.
And I'm so not a part of this world that I'm calling their claws nails.
Yeah. She's going to make the nails longer.
Possibly.
She's going to put extensions on there.
She's going to put gels on them. Just a bunch of cats walking around with like 6-inch, you know, just tapping on their phones.
Imagine the noise. Those cats walking around.
Have you seen Bananas lately?
Oh, you know what? I haven't seen Bananas lately. Bananas are cat. And
I saw Bananas, yeah. Like around the corner.
I feel like everyone sees Bananas except for me.
You haven't seen Bananas?
Yes. I mean, no. I mean, I'm answering
your
question.
Get your story straight, Joan.
Correct. I haven't seen. Correct. I have
but
not
Doug,
seen Bananas.
But Doug, you saw Bananas?
I haven't seen. You said you
I'm
saw
I'm the only
Bananas.
One so far. Okay.
I've been looking. Bright yellow cat.
I'm keeping an eye out for
Bananas.
Bright yellow cat. Yeah.
How do you miss a bright yellow cat?
With a tiny black tail tip.
I mean, I sure do miss her. We used to be very close. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
We grew apart.
Bananas was like your familiar.
Yeah, my constant?
What's your constant?
That was familiar. From Lost. Did you ever watch that show, Brian?
I did.
Oh boy, you sound unhappy.
You know, it's that season where they were in the cages. Yes. And nobody ever said, hey, why are we in these cages? Could you tell us that? Because the people that put them in the cages kept saying, you got to believe us, we're the good guys. And they'd be like, let us out of here. And nobody ever said, why is it important for us to be in cages? Which I would have asked that question.
You say that, Bert, but if you were really in the actual process of being on a stranded island,
I know, a smoke monster,
even I'd like to see what you would really
no
do.
No matter how many smoke monsters and polar bears or whatever they throw, whatever hatches. If somebody put me in a cage and I said, let me out of here, and they said, you have to believe that we're the good guys, I would say, okay, then why do I need to be in a cage? I guarantee they never asked that. They never asked that.
Okay, well, that's why you quit.
And you know why they never did? Because then there would have had to have been an answer.
I suppose there did. But there were many non-answers. There were
absolutely
way more questions than answers with that show. But yes, I kind of miss those days when all anyone talked about was Lost, you know?
It was fun.
Instead of, is the dress blue or black or gold or white?
I don't think.
The good old days. Wait, was that another sound? I heard a sound.
Was that another sound?
We've had some bodily sounds lately on the podcast. Remember that time that you're...
It might have been Doug choking up on his microphone. Okay.
I fell through a hole.
Oh, not another one. Yeah. Are you okay, babe?
You seem very sanguine about it.
You say it so calmly.
I fell through a hole. It's very Charlie Brown delivery.
It really, really was.
At this point, it was just a perfect landing. It didn't hurt anything.
You landed on your feet?
Just landed straight down. Right, like bananas.
Wow.
My head's poking up
above the stage.
We don't have a lot of space under the stage.
So it's like you're in the orchestra.
He is.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, we should wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. If you would like to hear ad-free versions of the episodes, you can do so by going to cbbworld.com. I had a hard time there.
You did again?
Here's what happens.
Okay.
Let me tell you what happens.
But it's not the floating above yourself.
No, it's okay. Not that.
It's different.
It's akin to that, I suppose, in that I... What's happening right now?
That's
the word I'm trying to say. I faltered a little bit.
Oh, okay.
On saying W.
Oh.
And then I kept talking.
Uh-huh.
But in my mind, I was thinking about how I faltered on the W.
Oh, boy.
Then I stopped and I had to acknowledge it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
Anyway,
as I was saying, if you'd like to hear ad-free versions of our episodes, you can go to cbbworld.com. I didn't even say W. It was world.
Yeah, I was wondering that.
You know what?
Oh,
try doing.
Thanks, Doug.
Try doing the m'lady when you say W.
W. Oh,
flawless.
Well, by itself, it's much easier. Just to say the letters of the alphabet individually.
Okay, yes. Do it from the beginning then.
If you would like to hear ad-free versions of our episodes, you may do so by going to cbbworld.com and sign up at the Maximus tier, where you will also gain access to our additional content in the bonus room, where we've done watch-alongs of movies. Mm-hmm, we've done looks into Dignity Falls and the traditions around town. There are other shows that sometimes we'll put in the feed just so you get to know who else is podcasting in Dignity Falls.
Yes.
There's all sorts of stuff and more to come. So go to cbbworld.com, Maximus tier. You'll be happy you did. All right.
I didn't hear you say W. At all.
No, I didn't.
Oh, but what did you say? Why did you say W now, before?
I didn't.
He didn't. Now all I can
that
think
was
of,
another problem that I had, was thinking that I said W. Yeah.
Now all I can think of is the word W. It's the only letter that is a comment it on another letter.
Exactly. It counts, and it counts as a word, right? Yeah, W.
Well, I guess two words.
T? That doesn't, I mean, there's a word. Look, we do not have time to get to this.
No, we don't.
All right, goodbye.
And bye. All of the posts used in this episode were real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is hosted and produced by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
And me, Brett Morris. This episode's guest was played by Brian Bahe.
The Neighborhood Listen is a production of Comedy Bang Bang World.
Go to cbbworld.com to unlock the entire history of the show, ad-free, as well as brand new full-length bonus room episodes exclusive to Maxima subscribers. Your support keeps the show going. Thank you.